In their inaugural Senior C season last year, the Cowichan Thunder managed to beat the River Rats 2-0 in the regular season Battle of Cowichan but ultimately fell to the longer-running team in the playoffs. This year, the Thunder were looking for the clean sweep but the River Rats were determined to thwart their plans. In their first meeting of the season at Kerry Park Arena on April 20, the Thunder prevailed 11-7 on the strength of a 6-point night, 5-1-a, from team leader Tyson Black. Pete Van den Dungeon never said die, potting 2 goals and 3 assists for a 5-point game for the Rats, with Aaron Bernaski adding a hat-trick and a helper in the loss. The two Cowichan teams didn't meet again until June 15 at the Cowichan Community Center. It was clear to all in the building that the game held extra importance to both teams. Some players were facing their former team, other players were facing a brother, and victory is extra sweat when it's over the other hometown team. Despite a third-period comeback attempt from the Rats, the Thunder once again held on for an 11-8 victory to win the regular season series for the second straight year. A hat-trick from Black and a 5-point, 1-4-a, game from Matthew Young led the way for the Thunder, while the Rats were bolstered by another Bernaski hat-trick and a 3-point night from Dan Raby. This year, the Thunder hoped to extend their dominance and beat the Rats in the playoffs, and that opportunity came knocking during the first game of the double knockout Vancouver Island Lacrosse League playoffs on July 13. The Thunder were coming off a 14-3 drubbing on July 4 at the hands of the league's third-ranked team, the Jokers, who had 13 runners active for the game, to Cowichan's 8. The Rats also played July 4 but fell to regular season champions, the Express, by a 14-5 score. With both Cowichan teams down to their last lives, both came to play on July 13 at the Cowichan Arena. Their fans were equally invested. The stands featured more spectators than typical for a Senior C contest, but that only added to the drama as the teams battled back and forth. It was truly anybody's game through the first half, though most would agree the Rats had the upper hand. Ultimately, the Thunder battled to a 12-9 victory, but the game was tied early in the third before the Thunder pulled ahead for good. Black notched 5 goals and Devin Zunti pitched in with 4 more. The team's leading scorer, however, was Jung with 1 goal and 5 helpers. It was a team effort from our goaltender, Kane Stewart, stopping shots, to our defense locking off and supporting each other, to the offense putting the ball in the net, Black said. Whether we were ahead or behind, we kept our composure and pushed until the final whistle. The Thunder move on to meet the Express on Thursday, July 18, but for the Rats it was the end of the line. Our final result wasn't what we had hoped for, said Rats captain Dylan DeWorrell, who led the team with 5 assists. The Rats' top goal-getter was Jared Maservia with 2. We played our butts off and gave the Thunder everything they could handle and more. It was such a back-and-forth battle, but unfortunately we couldn't get the win for our fans, DeWorrell noted. We played hard and we are proud of our result.